I'm a psychic, my name is Amy. You can really ask me anything. Spiritual ass kicking's what I do, and I'm here to mentor you. You can love your life and make a change. Do it the Amy Scott Grant way. It's the state of the universe, the state of the universe. Amy Talks!
Hey, welcome back to Amy Talks. This is part two in our two-part series on how to trust yourself. And in part one, you know, we looked at what self-trust is, why it matters, and where it comes from, as well as we did a deep dive into some questions to help you recognize if self-doubt is present in your life. So what we're going to look at today, first and foremost, is how intuition sort of factors into the mix. So when I talk about intuition, I'm talking about your inner knowing, right? That sort of internal awareness of what's going on around you and what's coming down the pike. So if you don't already know, one of my specialties just happens to be helping people to tap into and expand their intuition. But the single biggest thing that can stymie intuition is self-doubt. If you don't trust yourself, you're going to be you're going to be unlikely. That's kind of weak considering how long it took me to think of it. But if you don't trust yourself, it's unlikely that you're going to be able to trust any of the information that you receive intuitively. And that's when thoughts come up like, I think I'm making all this up, or I just watched a documentary on this the other day. That must be where this is coming from. You get intuitive hits, but you think that can't be right, can it? Or you get information for other people and you have thoughts like, ugh, is that even true? What am I supposed to do about it? I actually hope this isn't true. Or maybe you are checking in about a decision that you need to make and you get information like, well, that doesn't make any sense, or that's impossible. That seems too far-fetched. That seems like too much of a coincidence. That seems unreal. No one will believe that. I don't even know what that means. Or the worst of all, the absolute worst, is I'm just not getting anything. Or I'm just not getting enough. One of the things I see people do when they have a lot of self-doubt is when they learn how to do truth testing or check in with the pendulum. You can grab a copy of my book, Pendulum Mojo, available at Amazon. But if you check in with the pendulum and then you keep checking the same question, you keep asking again, 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 then you're like, oh no, now the answer changed. Now what do? Now I can't trust anything. It's amazing to me. Why would you ask more than once? I don't get it. But people do it all the time. I can't tell you how often somebody will watch one of my YouTube videos and they'll post something like that. You know what? I checked in to ask, is my name Susie, 17 times, and 10 times I got yes and 7 times I got no. And I just like, I want to just delete their comment, frankly, because it's so irritating to me. Like, first off, what do you think a person would do in real life if you asked them that 17 times? They would certainly stop talking to you, at the very least. Probably tell you to shut the hell up. Why do you think it would be okay to ask the pendulum the same question 17 times? Yet I'm telling you, this happens. Like, this seriously happens. And it's a product of self-doubt. If you don't trust yourself, you're not going to trust the pendulum. If you don't trust yourself, you're not going to trust intuition. If you don't trust yourself, you're not going to trust psychic ability or an inner knowing or any of that. So if you want to grow your intuition, which I highly recommend you do because it'll change your life, you've got to start to work through some of this self-doubt that you have. I mean, intuition is so powerful. It can serve you in every aspect of your life. But if you muddy those waters with a bunch of self-doubt, then intuition starts to just look like a pipe dream. So here's something to think about. Have you ever gotten an intuitive hit to do something or say something, but you ignored that hit? what happened as a result? What was the outcome of that? If you're like most people, ignoring your intuition will come back to bite you in the ass. But how many times does your ass need to get bitten before you start listening, right? Because I know it. Because people, not even just spiritual people, I see just people, whatever, in my life, grocery, you know, school, whatever, where people are talking and they're like, you know, something told me not to trust that guy, but what are you going to do? I'm thinking, well, if you're smart, you're going to listen next time you get a hit not to trust somebody. Right? Something told me that deal was too good to be true. I did it anyway. And look, now I lost all my money. Okay, what have we learned from this? Something told me to bring an umbrella, but I said, nah, it's sunny out. I don't have to worry about that. And now you're soaking wet to the bone. I think a sign of being ready to move toward enlightenment is how quickly you can start listening. Like, how many times do you need to get bitten in the butt and bashed over the head before you go, okay, something's telling me to bring an umbrella and I don't think I should, but I'm going to anyway. It might not rain, but you might nearly get mugged in an alley and need the umbrella to, you know, defend yourself or to have somebody think twice about mugging you, right? Because you have a semi-weapon. Trust your intuition. So you got two choices. You could either clear your self-doubt or you could start listening to your intuition, right? One or the other's got to happen. And that's really what we're going to move into next, is some specific methods for clearing doubt and growing self-trust. Does that sound good? I thought so. All right, so here we go. So you can clear the doubt, right? And I was touching on this last time, and I talked about, you know, whether it's past life, current life, but from a distant past, or current life from a recent turn of events. And I talked about what would happen if we cleared each of those types of scenarios, like what the outcome would be for those people that were involved. But I didn't talk like specifically on clearing the doubt. But I'll tell you, you know, clearing self-doubt is just like clearing any other block or limiting belief. And I could teach a whole many multi-part series on clearing blocks and beliefs. Oh, wait, I did. It's called the Heal It Yourself series. Yeah, which you can get through Ripple Magic. So if you're interested in that, drop me a line and we'll give you the details, or just visit ripplemagic.com. And if you want something a little quick and easy that you can get through in a weekend, pick up a copy of 1-2-3 Clarity, How to Banish Blocks, Doubts, Fears, and Limiting Beliefs Like a Spiritual Badass. That's available on Amazon. But you can clear it, or I can clear it for you, or my team can clear it for you, right? So it's like anything else. It seems big. It seems huge. It might seem all-encompassing to you, but it absolutely can be cleared. The next thing that you can do, like I was saying, is start listening, right? If you get an intuitive hit, one of the simplest ways you can grow self-trust is to start listening without second guessing. Now, the tricky thing about this is you won't always get confirmation. Like, you may not get validation of the decision that you just made. For example, what if the sun is shining and you get a hit to get like an intuitive hit to bring an umbrella? So you bring it, but then it never does rain. At the end of the day, would you be irritated that you had that umbrella with you all day? Or would you not think twice about it? If you're irritated and questioning and I don't understand why I had to bring this, that is growing self-doubt. Look, you could look at it this way. And this is what I tell, you know, my husband's very ADD. And I tell him, you know, the way you got to look at it is your brain works a certain way. And there are things that you can do that feed your ADD. And there's things that you can do that starve your ADD. So if you choose to do things that feed your ADD, you can't be upset when you're more ADD. because those were choices you made. And if you do things that starve your ADD, then you can expect that the effect of your ADD will lessen, right? So this is the same kind of thing. You have two choices. If you have self-doubt, you have two choices right now. You can either choose to feed the self-doubt by taking actions that feed the self-doubt, or you can choose to feed the self-trust by taking actions that feed the self-trust. So if you get an intuitive hit, boom, there's your choice. Crossroads. What's it going to be? Yay or nay? If you say, I'm going to listen to my intuition, then you are choosing to feed self-trust. Then if you follow through and you don't see any results and nothing happens, you have another choice. Bam, crossroads. How are you going to respond to the fact that you don't have any evidence of whether or not the choice that you made was the right one? You can either get mad, get upset, get frustrated, think this is stupid, it doesn't work, I have no idea if this work is working. If you take that path, you're choosing to feed the self-doubt. Or you can shrug your shoulders and think, I don't know, I followed directions, that's really all I can do. And just let it roll off you. That is choosing the path of self-trust. So consider that in every moment you have that option. And here's something else that you might consider. The more you listen, the more the universe starts talking. You know, I can remember years ago, I went to a Ho'oponopono workshop that was led by Joe Vitale and Dr. Hugh Len, Dr. Heliakili Hugh Len. And I remember Dr. Len, there were like maybe 20 people, right? This was several years ago, many years ago. There were maybe 20 people at this workshop. And I remember Dr. Len talking about everything talking to him, like everything. And my immediate thought was, God, that sounds exhausting, right? That sounds like a cacophony in my head. I can't imagine. That sounds terrible. I just kept thinking, who would want that? Because he was talking about, oh yeah, I go to, you know, when I go to the grocery, all the produce is talking to me. And when I came into this room, all the chairs were talking to me, and, you know, just on and on like that. And during the conference, it was a beautiful day. We were in, I think we were in Wimberley or it was someplace near Austin, right? So it was Texas Hill Country, absolutely beautiful, gorgeous day. And the doors were open, the doors and the windows, because there was this nice, beautiful breeze blowing. And I don't remember if it was a bee or a yellow jacket or some type of stinging flying insect flew into the room. And which was interesting, right? Because you got to see how people react. And I was, you know, I think this was before I cleared. I had been stung by a bee as a very young child. And so I was always afraid, like my whole life, I was like afraid of flying stinging insects, right? And I would be the one who would like jump up and run away waving my arms and only either looking ridiculous and agitating the insect even more. So it would probably sting me. But anyway, I cleared that. So I'm much calmer now. But I think at that time, I hadn't cleared it yet. It was making me very uncomfortable. I was thinking, this thing better not come anywhere near me. And all around the room, people were reacting or not reacting. It was very interesting. And it definitely created a distraction. You know, Dr. Len was trying to talk, and this insect came in, was flying around, and people were distracted by it. So he turned his focus to the insect and was like, for example, right now, this insect is saying blah, blah, blah. I don't remember what the insect was saying, but I remember thinking, I know some people in the room were thinking, this guy is bat crap crazy. I was thinking, I can't imagine a more exhausting life than to have everything around you talking to you all the time. Believe it or not, as much as I talk, I like quiet. I really enjoy peace and quiet, right? Fast forward just a couple of years after that, here I am. The produce is talking to me in the grocery. The things in my refrigerator were talking to me. Music on the radio talks, like literally everything, not even remotely exhausting or overwhelming. It's so smooth, so natural, so integrated that frankly, I can't imagine my life without that. I don't remember my life without that, without the universe speaking to me constantly. And I think the reason I thought it would be overwhelming is because I was expecting it would all be demands. Like, hey, you need to buy me, take me home, eat me, do this, do that, whatever. Like, I thought it would all be kind of bossing me around, frankly, and which I'm not a fan of at all. And that's not how it is at all. It's more like a conversation. When you feel like you're surrounded by loving friends all the time, right? If I'm looking at a menu, literally, if there's a bad clam, the clams will be like, no, do not pick me today, right? It's like, and I'll sometimes warn the people I'm with, like, really, it's just, it's like having the wheels greased for you all the time. It's exquisite. But it's not going to be overwhelming, and it'll start out small and ramp up. But when you're not listening at all, when there's a small voice trying to connect with you, and you keep blocking it out, shut up, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know where you're coming from. I'm making this all up. I don't believe this. It doesn't work. How do I know you're telling me the truth? When all of that is going on, it doesn't ever get much louder than that small little voice. But when you listen, when you pay attention, then the voice gets, like, sort of takes on an expanded persona. And it starts supporting you and helping you and making your life easier and creating opportunities for you and enriching your relationships. I cannot tell you how many times I've shopped for a gift for another person and something random has just like jumped off the shelf at me energetically. I know people talk about that. They're walking down an aisle and a book literally falls down in front of them. I never actually had that happen. I've had other weird stuff like that happen, but not like that. But I mean, I have been shopping and something has literally said to me, me, pick me, like, this is it. And I look at the thing and be like, are you kidding me? And then my brain will say whatever my brain has to say about that, right? Which my brain might say, this is $70 and I was only planning to spend $20. Or my brain might say, this is $4. I can't give them this. I need more. I was going to spend $40, you know, or my brain might say, does she even like this kind of stuff? But when I listen and I say, okay, I'm definitely getting this. I don't know why, but I'm getting it. You can't believe the responses I get, right? People open that gift and they say, how did you know that I loved owls? Or how did you know that my favorite color was light green? Or how did you know that my grandma had this exact thing in her living room? And I loved my grandma and I loved this thing that she had. And you know, I didn't know. I just listened. So the more that you listen, the more the conversation grows and the more enhanced your life becomes. And every time that happens, every time I give a gift that someone is blown away by, and they think I'm the most thoughtful person in the world. And I think, you know, thought had nothing to do with it. I might just be the most connected person, you know, that's all. It was not a thought about buying this. It was like, I'm the one. Okay, we're buying you. We're giving you as a gift. Every time I get that kind of reaction from the recipient, what do you think happens to my self-trust? It goes through the roof, right? When I buy something, I'm like, I don't know about this, but okay, I'm buying it. And I give it to the person and they're blown away. And they tell me that was the most amazing gift. What do you think I'm going to do the next time I'm in a store and something random says, it's me, get me, done, sold, going to the register? We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsor and we'll come back with more methods.
Visit CustomPendulums.com. Let us create a custom pendulum for you. You can use it for truth testing to know what's true. Full size or mini, our gemstones are for healing. They're one of a kind, and we have mandulums for guys. Visit custompendulums.com.
All right, welcome back. So naturally, truth testing is another way that you can learn to trust yourself, right? Get Pendulum Mojo, watch all the YouTube videos, get really clear on the methodology so that you can become masterful at truth testing. And this is going to, how is this going to help your self-trust? Because it reinforces, right? So what'll happen once you get really good with truth testing, which doesn't take a long time, it just takes practice, right? Like if you want to get good at anything, you just practice it, right? Let's say that you have a thought. Let's say that you go to lunch and you're looking at a menu and you're thinking, wow, that club sandwich sounds really good. But then your brain tries to talk you out of it. Yeah, but I probably shouldn't have the cheese. And then if I get it without cheese, do I even still want it? Is it even still a club sandwich? I don't know about all that gluten triple decker. Maybe I shouldn't have that extra slice of bread. So do you talk yourself into it or out of it? Again, are we feeding self-trust or are we feeding self-doubt? Let's say that you say, oh, you know what? Okay, I'm going to listen. I think I should go ahead and get the club sandwich and get it exactly as it's described on the menu. Then you can take out your pendulum or use your truth testing method to validate. Is it true and accurate that the club sandwich, as it's listed in the menu, is the most optimal thing for me to eat today? Yes or no? If you get a yeah, and if you can relax and be unattached to the answer that you get, if you get a yes, you have just fed your self-trust because you have just validated this intuitive hit that you got. And if you get no, well, if I got no, my very next question would be, all things considered, is it optimal for me to get the club sandwich without cheese? Yes or no? I'd relax, see what answer I get. If I get yes, guess what? That's also validating me because I'm like, yes, I was feeling like I shouldn't eat the cheese and that is true now. Perfect. That's what I'm ordering. Again, I'm feeding self-trust. Okay, so truth testing is really going to help you confirm and validate. You know, and another method, this is, I know some of you, I can already feel your resistance to hearing this, but another method to feed self-trust is to relax, right? And believe me, if you're resistant to hearing that, I get it. Of all people, I get it. I'm the one who for years would have a massage and the massage person would say, okay, you could just relax. And I'm like, I am relaxed. They're like, okay, but your shoulders are like up under your ears. Like, yeah, okay, well, I'm relaxed. This is relaxed. Okay, just breathe and relax. Okay, let me breathe. Okay, now I'm relaxed. You know, and the other person's, the massage therapist is trying to keep a straight face, right? Because she could tell by my body, I'm anything but relaxed. But I'm like, I am relaxed. Do you not think I'm relaxed? Why don't you think I'm relaxed? So I get it. And I have learned to relax and I continue to learn how to allow myself to relax. But the more relaxed you are, the easier it is to quiet that nagging voice of doubt inside your head. And relaxation is different for different people, right? You could go for a relaxing walk, take a bubble bath, take a nap, meditate, whatever helps you to relax and unwind. The more relaxed you are, the less room there is for self-doubt and the more space that you give yourself for self-trust, right? So relaxing is feeding self-trust and starving self-doubt. Plus, when you nurture and take care of yourself, you're reinforcing the idea that you have value. And when you feel you have value, again, you are feeding self-trust. You know, my husband and I took an anniversary trip this year to Mexico. And time has sort of flown and we didn't realize we celebrated our 20 year anniversary this year. And we were like, we want to go on a trip. Yay. And then, you know, we were sort of like, how long has it been since we took a trip? Just the two of us without kids. 6 years. Do you believe that? That's insane. 6 years. since we had taken a trip just the two of us. Ugh, it was for sure long overdue. And usually when we take a trip, it's go and do, go and do, go and do, and maybe one down day. But we did this one a little differently. We booked an all-inclusive. We had, you know, it was on the beach. It had pools. We actually had a private pool on the upper deck. It was, we had like the penthouse. It was freaking amazing. Oh my God. It was the best way to celebrate 20 years of marriage. And we laid around and did nothing almost that entire trip. It was fantastic. We would like lay around upstairs on the deck. We would lay around in the pool. We'd lay around in the resort pool. We'd lay around in the hot tub. We'd lay around on the beach in a cabana. It was so relaxing. It was just unbelievable. And I took more naps in that one trip than I've taken probably in the last 5 years. It was just so relaxing. And I thought, especially the hot tub. The hot tub was adults only. And it was sort of in this little grotto, kind of off to the side from the pool. And there were four cabanas around the grotto. And the cabanas had curtains where you could actually close the curtains on three sides. So I doubt anybody was, you know. But you could close the curtains on three sides so that you had mostly privacy. And I, like, two different days, I think I napped down there next to the hot tub. And they had this, like, soothing kind of almost spa music playing over, you know, like the speaker rocks, the speakers that look like rocks. And there was a waterfall that went into the hot tub. And when, I think about halfway through the trip, I told my husband, I said, we could totally recreate part of this in our backyard. I said, when we get home, let's get like an easy up. Not realizing we already had an easy up, you know, one of those canopies. I said, we have a dining fly for camping. So I said, let's have that where we can put that up and let's get a fountain for the back patio so that we can put a fountain. So we'd have the soothing waterfall things. I said, and then don't we have speakers, outdoor speaker? He's like, yeah. When we got home, we didn't. He goes, no, I'm getting you a Bluetooth speaker, right? So you can just hook it up to your phone and stuff. So I said, that's it. And that's what we did for the summer so that we could, because we already have like patio furniture, but we didn't have a ton of shade. And we planted trees last summer, but you know, it takes a couple of years for those trees to get big enough to really provide some good shade. Hence the expression, best time to plant a tree was 5 years ago. Second best time today. So we planted trees last year to create some shade. But yeah, so we have the canopy and we have the soothing waterfall and we can put on whatever music we want to really like lay outside in the shade and nap. Oh, it's like creating part of our Mexico escape right here in our backyard all summer long. It's fantastic. But listen, and if you're listening to me say this thinking, well, that all sounds fine and good, Amy, but I get it. I really do. Because for most of my life, I was not able to relax. I had to be constantly moving, constantly busy, constantly on the go. So this idea of relaxation is new to me. And that could be why I savor it so much, right? Like I appreciate it so much because it's still relatively new ground for me. All right. So a couple more quick ways that you can foster self-trust and starve self-doubt is by tapping into a higher consciousness. You know, sometimes when it seems impossible to trust ourselves, it's easier to trust a power that we perceive as bigger, higher, greater than ourselves. And I'm not telling you what to believe, but whatever you believe in terms of a higher power, the more that you connect with that, the easier it's going to be to feed self-trust in yourself. And just like clearing blocks, breaking negative patterns is another way, you know, using pattern shatter. We talked about that in the How to Get Unstuck series, right? You can go back and listen to those if you missed them. In an instant, you can shatter a pattern and begin to create different results. So if you catch yourself doubting yourself or thinking thoughts of self-doubt, you can interrupt that. You can literally say, no, scratch that. and then say what you want to create or think what you want to create. Or you can say cancel that or cancel. And then you have the opportunity to create a new, more positive, more supportive thought in its place. And finally, you know, how about associating with more like-minded peeps? It's human nature. You will end up talking like, acting like, thinking like the people that you spend the most time with. So if some of the people in your life are negative, it's probably time to upgrade your social circle. And if you don't know where to start with that, come and join my Clearing of the Month Club, right? We have this awesome Facebook group. You can meet like-minded people who are just ready and willing to accept and support you. Plus, you get the half hour of universal awesomeness. That comes out like 3 to 4 times every month. You get tons of audio clearings. It's fantastic. But definitely bringing in more positive people into your life will help. So thanks for joining me in this little 2-part series, and we'll see you next time on Amy Talks.
I'm a psychic. My name is Amy. You can really ask me anything. Spiritual ass kicking's what I do, and I'm here to mentor you. You can love your life and